I'm pleased to be speaking today with Debbie Morris, wife of Robert Morris, and executive pastor of Pink at Gateway Church, about her book, The Blessed Woman. Hi, Debbie. It's so good to talk to you.
Hello. I'm very honored to have this opportunity.
What does it mean to be a blessed woman?
Well, let's talk about what a blessed woman is not. She's not necessarily physically endowed or has a plush portfolio or is not dependent on her marital status or the material things she has. It is a woman who knows God and finds him in every situation. Psalms 119 says, "Blessed are those who seek him with their whole heart." When I think of what a blessed woman is, it is a woman that is happy, peaceful, and confident.
Now, how did you come up with the idea of using women in the Bible as mentors? And how can women from the Bible mentor women today?
Well, early in our marriage, Robert, my husband, was in traveling ministry, and so we were in and out, but mostly out, so we were not involved in our local churches. I would have liked to have been. So there were some women around me, but I didn't have the connection point that I hoped to have. We were traveling all the time, and I realized I needed a mentor every day. I needed someone that I could look to, that I could glean insight from. And I realized the Bible was just right there with me. I always had it with me, and I began reading the Bible, and the women of the Bible really became highlighted to me. I got excited just thinking about their lives then and the similarities that we shared. And I realized that the Bible gives us enough details about these women for us to see their struggles, their fears, their weakness, their failures, and even their triumphs. Just one of those women is Hagar. Hagar was a slave to Abraham and Sarah. When she became pregnant with Abraham's child because of Sarah's plan, Sarah mistreated her. Hagar ran to the desert, and in the desert, she meets the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord gave her two things. He gave her a promise, and he gave her instructions. And when she came out of that situation, she said, "I met the God who sees." Many women today are in situations we didn't create for ourselves, whether it's a divorce or bankruptcy or a home foreclosure, some things we just didn't create for ourselves, and we find ourselves in those difficult situations, and we need to meet the God that sees. I believe we need mentors today, and I believe the best place for us to find a mentor is in a good local church. But because of career or family, maybe we're not as close to a mentor as we'd like to be. So, there's people in the Bible that can become our mentors, men in the Bible like Peter and Paul and John the Baptist. And those are great mentors, but there are women in the Bible that can be our spiritual friends and true gifted mentors for us as well.
Now, you're very honest and transparent about your own struggles and shortcomings in the book. How hard is it for women to be vulnerable and open with other women? What benefit do they receive if they do open up to others?
Well, it's very hard for women to open up. It really is hard for people to open up. And the reason it is so very hard is it goes back to the very beginning, to the very first woman, Eve. What was the first thing she did when she made a mistake? She went and hid from God and her husband. And the reason I say that she hid from her husband was because she covered her vulnerability. They had been naked and not ashamed. They were completely comfortable until they sinned. And the Bible says immediately their eyes were opened and they knew they were naked and they covered themselves. She was covering her nakedness from her husband. She was also hiding behind a bush. She was hiding from God. We not only hide from others, but we also hide from God. Many times we are not transparent with God in our personal prayer life. We're not true with him about where we are in our struggles, our fears, our insecurities. And the only way that we're going to experience the freedom and the blessings that God has intended for us to have is through taking off the fig leaves and coming out from behind the bush and being open and vulnerable and transparent before God. In other words, to be open and vulnerable and transparent with God is the only way for us to experience God's blessings. One of my greatest examples with my husband, when I saw him being completely open and honest and vulnerable before the Lord and the freedom that he experienced out of that, it encouraged me to become vulnerable and transparent myself. And I guess what I hope is that every woman that reads this book will be encouraged to do the same thing, that she'll pick perfectly soft and be open and transparent with God and have the blessing of having a complete and wonderful relationship with the Lord.
Debbie Morris has been my guest today. Debbie is the executive pastor of Pink at Gateway Church, and her upcoming book is The Blessed Woman. Debbie, it's been so good to talk to you. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful for this time.